Central Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. The Biden administration is facing tough questions about why Defense Secretary Austin kept proper authorities, including President Biden, in the dark about his cancer diagnosis and secretive hospital stay for several days. Pentagon spokesman Major General Patrick Ryder says the Defense Department will conduct a 30-day review.
We want to make sure that notifications are happening in a timely way. And in this way, as we've acknowledged, there were some shortfalls. And so it's important that we go back and look at what those shortfalls were, what could have been done better, and make sure that going forward, we're improving those processes.
Meanwhile, at the White House, the chief of staff has ordered a government-wide review of what protocols are in place to prevent such communication failures. A major storm has drenched the Northeast and slammed it with fierce winds, knocking out power to hundreds of thousands. Mark Wool at the National Weather Service says it's part of a system that caused tornado damage in parts of the South.
There's several RVs and mobile homes that were tossed on either sides or rolled in parts of Jackson County, Florida. I've seen significant damage in Panama City Beach.
There's also heavy snowfall in the central U.S. and Midwestern states. The House Oversight and Judiciary Committees today will consider a resolution recommending presidential son Hunter Biden be held in contempt of Congress for defying a congressional subpoena.
If the contempt resolution clears the committees, it would be referred to the full House for a vote. If the House floor vote succeeds, the Department of Justice would ultimately determine whether to prosecute the president's son for evading a congressional subpoena. The Department of Justice is already pursuing two criminal cases against Hunter Biden.
That report from correspondent Edwin Mora. Early on Wall Street, stock prices mixed. More at townhall.com.
Urgent Camp Lejeune settlement message. On September 6th, the government announced it will soon begin providing fast, guaranteed settlements to Camp Lejeune Marines, families, and civilians. Awards will range between $100,000 and $550,000, with an option for higher amounts. If you or a loved one spent time at Camp Lejeune and suffered cancers of the bladder, liver, or kidneys, leukemia, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, Parkinson's, or kidney issues, you may qualify for compensation and could be paid within 60 days after accepting your settlement, with your VA benefits fully protected. You may be entitled to a significant financial award for your Camp Lejeune claim, but you must act now. Call the James Harris Law Camp Lejeune helpline now to get the compensation you deserve. We're already fighting for thousands harmed by the water at Camp Lejeune. Call now or you may forever lose your right to be awarded a settlement between $100,000 and $550,000. For your free evaluation, call 800-320-7171. That's 800-320-7171. 800-320-7171.
This KHQ News Flash, powered by Palm Mortuaries and Cemeteries. Stay active, be healthy, they'd rather wait. A tight housing market helped local home prices increase slightly last year, although 2023 was still the slowest year for sales in at least a decade. Las Vegas Realtors reports the median sales price for an existing single-family home in December was $449,900, up nearly 6% from the same time in 2022, but well below the all-time record of $482,000 that was hit back in May of 2022. More than 3,700 homes were on the market last month without any offer being made. That's down more than 36% from December of 2022. More than 29,000 existing homes sold last year. That's down big time from the previous year, 2022, and more than 35,000 homes changed hands. Local real estate experts say tight housing supply slowed sales during last year, but kept the home prices up. With CES 2024 officially underway, Las Vegas' convention season is looking pretty good. The city's four largest trade shows on track, and local convention officials predicting more than 1.3 million business visitors will use the Las Vegas Convention Center this year. Steve Hill, the president and CEO of the Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority, says the convention center is pretty much at capacity every January through May. He says conventions here in Las Vegas also benefit those shows, since research shows conventions that happen here, they enjoy 10% better attendance. And it's the beginning of the end for the former Terrible's Hotel Casino in Gene. That closed property is being torn down to make way for a new industrial park. Demolition on the property began in December. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website, 670kmzq.com, 670kmzq.com, and click on that Listen Live button.
Thought it was a rash, but my doctor said it was a tick bite.
Ticks can spread Lyme disease and other illnesses, leading to chronic health issues.
My brother was always having asthma flare-ups. Turns out a roach problem at home was causing it.
Allergens left behind by roaches and rodents are a major driver of asthma attacks.
When I had a fever and body aches, I never thought it was West Nile virus.
Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can spread serious diseases. Get the facts at pestworld.org.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Centers. Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
Slower than usual on the drive in from North Las Vegas along I-15 southbound. First accident's going to be near Washington, 15 southbound near Washington. That's on the left shoulder. As you cruise through the Spaghetti Bowl, you're going to come up on some more braking because of an accident down the way in the Resort Corridor on I-15 southbound at Flamingo. That one's off to the left shoulder as well. Partially blocking the left lane, 15 southbound near Flamingo. On the east side of the valley, still working that wreck on 95 northbound after Boulder Highway. That's partially taken up the right side of the roadway there. Stay to the far left, northbound 95 after Boulder Highway. Another chilly day in the valley. Afternoon highs are going to stop in the low 50s under clear, sunny skies. It's 32 degrees right now and a 40% chance of rain and snow in the Spring Mountains tonight. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
Best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to. Anyway, America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him.
Check it out.
And Joan, Shingang, I'm going to pass her. Shanga.
Can I just say that of all the idiots? In all the idiot villages, in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us on this Wednesday hump day. You want to talk about a timely booking. We've been talking over the last few days about Lloyd Austin and how he dropped off the grid for 4 or 5 days. The president didn't know that he was hospitalized, didn't know that he had cancer, and had no clue of what was going on. And then all of a sudden I learned that we have booked Kash Patel, the former chief of staff to the Department of Defense, with us. He is a local Vegas sort of guy, and he joins us. Kash, first of all, thanks so much for joining us. I really appreciate it. Tell me how we lost our SecDef.
Look, it's great to be with you, and I'm looking out my back window in Las Vegas, and I couldn't be happier being 2,500 miles away from the swamp because of disgusting activity like that. The National Command Authority and the Constitution require one thing for the United States defense. The Commander-in-Chief and the Secretary of Defense maintain an unbroken chain of command. Why is that? Because the national security of this country is the number one priority, and Congress has legislated it as to be such. When the Secretary of Defense goes MIA, no one's saying he can't take sick leave or go on vacation, but he intentionally jeopardized the safety of our soldiers and our country by lying to the White House, hiding his illness, and not informing his superiors. And I'm sure people in the audience are asking, oh, so what? Who cares? Well, what if there's a hostage situation in Africa? Or what if terrorists take over an allied country in Southeast Asia? Or say there's two world wars in Israel and Iran? Who does the president call? What do our commanders in the field get their chain of command authority from? He has lied about it. He has jeopardized national security, has broken the law, and he must resign.
Let me ask you, how is it that someone down the chain of command doesn't look in the SecDef's office and say, gosh, he hasn't been here in a couple of days, and they know he's not traveling, and they know that something's up? How is it that somebody didn't rat him out?
Well, you raise a great point that's equally as egregious as Secretary Austin's violation of the law. We now know definitively that the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff knew for a week that Secretary Austin was in the hospital, and he did not tell the White House. We knew for a week that his senior staff, including my successor, the chief of staff at the Department of Defense, knew for 5 days of Lloyd Austin's illness and didn't inform the White House. And here's another troubling miscarriage of justice. The Secretary of Defense's own deputy was on vacation in Puerto Rico, and she was not informed of the secretary's absence. What that translates into is there was no continuation in the chain of command. There was no delegation of the authority for the nuclear arsenal and the defense of this nation. They left that open. The United States Department of Defense, at least under Donald Trump, operated 100% of the time, 100% of the time, not 97%. We didn't take a knee.
Okay, what happens if the SecDef does want to go on vacation or does want to have an elective surgery? How should that work?
No problem. We've legislated for this. We know people get ill. We know people need vacation and people take sick days. So what happens is there's a notification across the Department of Defense. So every combatant commanding general across the world who runs our military is notified of the succession and chain of command. And they know who to call when they need directives for situations on the ground, troop deployments, etc. And most importantly, the President of the United States is notified that his Secretary of Defense is going to be absent. Filling in for him is X, Y, and Z for this amount of time. The reason that it is so stitched up and buttoned tight, because it has to do with our national command authority and the defense of this nation. We have created a system for every possible scenario of absence. And this man, because of his ego, just said, I don't have to tell anyone. I'll just take leave and we'll figure it out later. That is a drastic jeopardization of national security. You're talking about a 40-year military guy. He can't say he didn't know better.
I want to ask you, what should happen to him? Is it a matter of he should, you know, be court-martialed, or is there something else that should happen to him other than just losing his job? I agree with you. I think he should lose his job. But anything else, should he be brought up on charges?
Well, yes, he should resign. Congress must open up an investigation immediately and not let the police themselves, like the DOD has just announced, a new policy to inform people when they leave, as if we needed a new one. And also, he's a four-star general. He's under the Uniform Code of Military Justice, the UCMJ. This is reprehensible behavior that I think violates the UCMJ, and he should be stripped of his four-star status and all the perks that go with it, because as a top commanding officer of the United States Army, he lied to the commander-in-chief and the world. I cannot recall a more egregious act violating our national security than what Secretary Austin has done. And the American public and our soldiers on the ground deserve better from their chain of command.
Again, Kash Patel joining us. He is a Vegas guy, but he is very much a supporter of Donald J. Trump. He is a close confidant of the former president. Have you had a chance to visit with the former president relative to this latest development in the Lloyd Austin fiasco?
We've traded messages about it, and I know the president's position on national security. Everyone knows it. He put the national security of this country first. He didn't politicize it like Joe Biden and Lloyd Austin have done. And that raises another point. The current commander-in-chief has condoned this illegal conduct from his Secretary of Defense because he went out on the road and said he's not going to fire him or accept his resignation. That means our commander-in-chief has adjudicated a violation of the national command authority and said it's okay because he and the Dems and the media are giving him passage for it. President Trump would never allow that to happen. It never occurred on his watch, and no president took care of our troops and the national command authority like President Trump did on the world stage.
Kash, tonight we've got a Republican debate. Only two candidates are going to be on the stage. I mean, I don't know that anybody's going to watch this thing. And, of course, it's going to be on CNN. What do you make of what to expect tonight from Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis?
Look, it doesn't matter who's on stage. Nobody has a better policy when it comes to the border, the national security, the economy, health care, and anything else than President Trump when it comes to taking on Russia, China, and Iran and global threats and securing America. We know this not as a guess because he succeeded in his first administration in doing so. If these people on stage had a better policy, they would have advanced it a long time ago. They're down to cheap personal attacks and rhetoric, and they're bought and paid for by the defense industrial complex and the rhino establishment class, and that's why they're getting minimal media airtime And that's also why they're getting no reaction. President Trump is dominating in the American public. He's going to be relentless through Iowa. I can't wait for him to get to Nevada for our caucuses in a couple of weeks and see the support he has out here so we can hold the key to taking the West. I don't care what happens on stage tonight. America has seen President Trump's policies. They are the best.
Again, the author of Government Gangsters, Kash Patel, joining us. He's a Vegas guy, but he's also a close confidant of Donald J. Trump. You like the strategy. He has been to Iowa and New Hampshire. He has made speeches. He's made multiple appearances over a weekend this past weekend in Iowa. You like the strategy?
I love it. Look, the one thing that no one can say about President Trump is, does anyone outwork that man? Nobody does. No candidate does. He has been on the ground in those states more times than every one of those candidates combined. And he will not take a chance with the national security and the election cycle for the United States of America. He will double down his efforts. He will work harder than anybody else. We will see him here in Nevada soon. I think he's going to continue to barnstorm Iowa, then head to New Hampshire and all the other primary states. President Trump, I believes in his heart of hearts that he is going to outwork every single human being on planet Earth, because that's how important the job is to him. And that's the kind of leader we need. And you're not seeing it, Nikki Haley or Ron DeSantis or anybody else on the stage tonight or any night.
In your conversations with the former president, and I don't want you to betray any confidences, but has the term vice president come up at all in conversations you've heard?
You know, if and when it does, that's a decision for the president to make. Should he heed my counsel on anything, I tend to keep it close to the vest. But look, President Trump will make any decisions on the campaign with the campaign management at the appropriate time. To me, the most important person in this race and the most consequential person is Donald J. Trump. To me, he will pick a great vice president at the appropriate time. But right now, I think the focus has to be on Donald J. Trump for many, many months to come.
I know that folks on the left, rhinos, supporters of Ron DeSantis and Chris Christie and Vivek Ramaswamy, they all say that they're waiting for the other shoe to drop, and they're looking for that first surge by a candidate other than Donald J. Trump. It's not happening, though, is it?
They're all looking for a second place finish at the second place ball, and when you finish in second, you lose. So they can talk about all the surges they want. When you look at the polls, Donald Trump is dominating because the American public has received his policy, his position, his defense of this nation, and they have chosen him as the number one candidate to execute that agenda for the United States of America. So these guys can go run around and be the second place Cinderella, whatever ball they want. It doesn't matter, because they do not have a better way to defend this nation and secure our border and bring our economy back than Donald Trump does. And that's the simple truth. If they did, we'd have heard it by now.
How many of these hearings, I know the former president was there at the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals, oral arguments, how many of these court things will he have to endure? Will he have to be there for all of them?
He doesn't have to be there for all the appellate matters, but in a criminal case, if you're the defendant, you have to sit in the defense seat for the entire duration of the trial, and that's what these thugs, not to mention in federal and state court, and the new lovebirds down in Georgia want to do. They want to put Donald Trump in his defense seat and take him off the campaign trail and use a weaponized system of justice to kneecap Donald Trump. But it's not going to work, because the appellate courts, I believe, are going to come in and decide resoundingly that President Trump not only has presidential immunity, but now we're learning of the corruption down in Georgia, and we're learning of the corruption at the special counsel's office in trying to kneecap this president and trying to hamstring him to a courtroom in D.C. or elsewhere just to take him off the election cycle. That is a violation of DOJ's own policy to interfere in presidential elections. And most importantly, the American public are responding to Donald J. Trump's appearances because they see the two-tier system of justice that's coming for them, that has been weaponized by this DOJ.
What happens if Trump wins the immunity case, the appeal? Whether it be the D.C. Circuit or whether it be to the United States Supreme Court, if he wins any of those, is it game over? I mean, is it everybody has to go home?
Well, yes, it should be. And it shouldn't even be a concept about winning. The law for 250 years on presidential immunity has been clear. Are we now going to set a new precedent where presidents of the United States are subject to prosecution based on political whims. This needs to be decided swiftly in favor of President Trump. The American people adjudicate elections in this country, not the DOJ, and certainly not jackals in robes in Washington, D.C. And once the decision comes down, I think the special counsel's case should be completely shuttered, if not before then.
Again, the author of Government Gangsters, this is the book the Biden administration didn't want you to see. How's it selling?
It's a bestseller. President Trump put it out there, called it the blueprint for 2024. So I think you guys want to get your copies. It's going to be all over the trail. I'm going to be all around the country putting it out there. And I appreciate the audience support on making it a bestseller. Get in there and get the insights and help us figure out how to save this country with President Trump.
When do you expect to see former President Donald J. Trump in Nevada? Anytime soon?
I think probably right after the Iowa caucuses finish up. His new schedule will land with the next two primaries. So I think we'll see him in very short order.
And we'll see him in southern Nevada probably?
I would hope so. He's got to make a stop down here. You know, that's where we live and breathe. So we got to cover the bases.
I love it. Cash, always good to have you with us. Talk about timely. This is as timely as it gets because you've had the job of being chief of staff in the Department of Defense. Thank you so much, my friend. Always good to talk to you. We will see you down the road.
Thank you, my friend. Have a great day.
There you go. Cash Patel, the former chief of staff at the Department of Defense. That's kind of a timely booking, wouldn't you say? Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
When was your last trip to the dentist? Has it been a few years? 5 years? More? Hey, Kevin Wall here. For years, I went without dental care, and then I found Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. Whether it's been years since your last dental visit, or if you just haven't found a good dentist in Vegas yet, I hope you'll do what I did. Call True Dentistry, 702-434-4800. The number again, 702-434-4800. 702-434-4800. Right now, True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation to all new patients. A $150 value, absolutely free. Be sure to use your annual insurance benefits before the end of the year. True Dentistry has two convenient Valley locations in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800. That's 434-4800. Or check them out at TrueDentistry.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
This is Ron Quince, your Republican candidate for Nevada Congressional District 1 and a 20-year resident of the Las Vegas Valley. Over the last few weeks, I've had friends, neighbors, and clients ask me why I'm taking time away from a great career to run for Congress. The answer is two reasons. I'm doing it for the future of my two young precious daughters, and I'm doing it for you. When the American dream is alive for you, it is alive for all of us. It's a shame that the dream is now fading because of the reckless actions of Dina Titus and her boss, Joe Biden, and their thirst for power and control over your life. They have lied to us, destroyed our economy, our energy independence, and they have attacked our families. It's time for us to take a stand. The Ron Quince campaign is about you and the fight to reclaim the dream, the opportunities, and the freedoms that were promised in our Constitution and Declaration of Independence. You have a powerful voice, and I'm listening. Join our fight for Congress today at ronq4u.com. Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the MultiCare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The MultiCare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. Call the MultiCare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The MultiCare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Ever want to be that guy or gal in your group to introduce your friends to a new hotspot? Now you can. Bring them out to the Smoking Pig Barbecue for the best barbecue you can eat. They got a full bar, plenty of slow smoke meats, including melt-in-your-mouth brisket, tender ribs, juicy pulled pork, chicken and house-made links and brats. And the sides will surprise and delight you. Drive a little, eat a lot. Smoking Pig Barbecue on Las Vegas Boulevard and Craig. Stop in at 4379 Las Vegas Boulevard. We deliver and cater. Just call 725-7
Guten Tag, this is meine Auto. Und this is meine key. Und I only trust one place with meine key. Meine key car care. They are so transparent with e-inspection, which shows photos of the problem and the fix. Meine key is my favorite part of America. And my second favorite part? The cowboys and their horses. Remember, I only trust Meine Key with Meine Key, your one-stop shop for total car care.
Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I want to take you live to the House Oversight Committee. They're dealing with the contempt hearing on Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden has shown up and wants to testify. Let's take you to the committee right now. This is live on Live and Local.
What we're going to release to the public so that we can continue to tell that story. Mr. Chairman, you have said multiple times that this is not about Hunter. It's about Joe Biden. And even this morning on Mornings with Maria, she asked another simple question. The question you have been asked multiple times, which is, do you have evidence to impeach the President of the United States? Before you said, I hope so. Today you said, I think so. And the answer is, you don't. And you still don't. And so we continue to be here and have these charades. To my colleagues who talk about lawful subpoenas, I appreciate the gentlelady from South Carolina who voted to hold people in contempt.
By the way, this is Jared Moskovitz, a Democrat from Florida, the House Oversight Committee. Let's take you back there live.
That you're serious. Here is the subpoena to Representative Scott Perry, who did not comply. I'd like to enter this into the record. Here is the subpoena to Mark Meadows. I'd like to enter this into the record, who did not comply. Here is the subpoena to Jim Jordan, who did not comply with a lawful subpoena. I'd like to enter that into the record. Here is the subpoena to Mo Brooks, who did not comply. I'd like to enter that into the record. Here is the subpoena to Mr. Biggs, who did not comply. I'd like to enter that into the record. And here's the subpoena to Mr. McCarthy, who did not comply. I'd like to enter that into the record. There's an amendment coming to add some of those names into the contempt order. You vote to add those names and show the American people that we apply the law equally, not just when it's Democrats, right? It's a crime when it's Democrats, but when it's Trump and the Republicans, it's just fine. No, show that you're serious and that everyone is not above the law. Vote for that amendment, and I'll vote for the Hunter Biden contempt. I yield back.
Gentlemen, time's expired. Chair recognizes Ms. Green from Georgia for 5 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Excuse me, Hunter. Apparently, you're afraid of my words.
Why are you?
Oh. I'd like to reclaim my time, Mr. Chairman.
Problems and heckling, and it's getting interesting in our nation's capital. We'll try and go back to this in a little bit. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the
The officials arrived this week to prepare for the Super Bowl at Allegiant Stadium. NFL staff, contractors, and vendors will be taking over the $2 billion facility for the next month. Al Davis Way and Allegiant Stadium Way were closed on Monday. Partial closures for Dean Martin Drive, Polaris, and Hacienda are planned beginning next week. The Golden Knights are in Colorado tonight, and a familiar face could be back. Aiden Hill expected to be activated from injured reserve. UNLV men's basketball won its first Mountain West game last night. Despite being shorthanded, the Runnin' Rebels beat New Mexico 83-73 at the Thomas and Mack Center. The Lady Rebels are having another great season. They're 12-1 and play San Jose State at Cox Pavilion tonight.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio done right.